The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain has been in sales, he's been in management, leadership positions for all of the 26 years in his professional career, starting in the world of aviation and related endeavors. Charles Fellingham has been successfully leading people in the form of his training programs as well for many years. He continues to deliver great training programs that exceed the expectations of his clients. These are companies such as UPS, Merck, Home Depot, Kodak, Dental Systems, Assurance Solutions, Connolly Consulting, Goodyear, Coca-Cola, and many more. He joins us on The Brain today, in particular, to share a new company he has founded that is really quite an innovation. Let's welcome Charles Fellingham. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain, Charles. You've spent a considerable amount of time as a leader in sales. What would you say were some of the most valuable lessons or takeaways that continue to inform the work you're now doing?
Well, the main takeaway is the fact that we're all in sales. I mean, we're constantly creating our own personal brand, which is a reputation that precedes itself. And the simple thing about sales is that good salespeople simply know how to build and sustain relationships based on trust. And so from that perspective, every relationship that we build, every person that we meet, and everything that we do, we're selling ourselves as a personal brand. And that's the most important takeaway.
Great. Thanks for that. Now, are you still involved in doing and delivering training programs to corporations? And if so, walk us through a little bit about how that works and what you're doing there.
I am. I have recently been an independent contractor for a training company out of Boston called the Forum Corporation. Uh-huh. And they specialize in leadership and sales training, negotiation training, and presentation skills. And what they do is go into a company and absolutely change the DNA of the company to make them more effective and to make the individuals in the company more skilled and able to have more tools to be successful in their business transactions.
Mm, terrific. Now, Charles, what led to the creation of QAlias, your new company?
Well, thanks, David. It's a great story. It's a quick one, but I'll tell it because a lot of your listeners will be able to identify what happened to me, especially after they hear what happened. I was doing a training for Deloitte and Touche up in Chicago. They were new hires, and we were teaching these young business professionals consultative skills. We're teaching auditors how to become friendly auditors. And at the beginning of the session, it was a Saturday morning, I got up at the front of the seminar room and said my name. And as I was saying my name, two of the young participants on either side of the room punched my name in the Google line and hit go. And I didn't realize they were doing it at the time, but one thing that you didn't mention about what I also do is I'm a Frank Sinatra impersonator. And that's what they found, was my Frank Sinatra impersonator website. And they clicked on it, and they started playing my tunes to the rest of the class at the beginning of the seminar.
Much to your surprise.
I knew immediately what happened, and so I had to explain all that, which was kind of fun. But right. At the break, I pulled them aside, and I said, why did you Google my name? And they said, that's what we do. I mean, before we have a client-facing meeting or somebody's going to be in front of us training or whatever, we'll put somebody's name in the Google line and see what their credentials are.
Yeah. So in many ways, the invention of QAlias was basically tracking the real life behaviors of maybe a certain generation of digital natives.
Exactly. This is the activity that's going on right now, and it's leaving one generation and it's being washed into every generation. And what I found was that when I got home from that training, I said, I better be able to put my name and bio and picture and credentials up in a prominent place on the web where people can easily find it and quickly access it and read what I want them to see.
Right. And this might be a good time to tell us exactly what QAlias is. And that's the name of this new endeavor that's very rapidly growing. The QAlias was a response to this behavior. But what does it really look like for the consumer or the client out there?
What it looks like is very simple. If you Google David Wolf or you Google Charles Fellingham, what you'll see immediately on the first page is my name or whoever you Googled prominently displayed. Top line, preferably, but near the top line most often. You click on it, and you immediately get the picture. You get a bio, which is something that you've developed for yourself. You get the business cards, so you're easily contactable. And you also get an emailable blog, so you can reach your network and touch the people in your network with your initiatives and sell their products and services. So what it is it's a page one web view, a professional space where you can put your credentials and your contact information in.
And the client pays a fee. Is that how does the revenue model work for QAlias?
Correct. Yeah, the only way to guarantee top line positioning in Google and Yahoo is to actually purchase your name as an ad word, not as a URL, but as an ad word. Much like if you were to search for a book, the first thing that might come up on the sponsored link line on the first page would be Amazon.com. Well, it's the same concept. If you're searching for somebody's name, their name comes up at the top, and it's a sponsored link, which means it's a pay-per-click. Every time somebody Googles one of our subscribers' name and they click on it, Google will charge QAlias a fee for that click.
Mm.
We absorb all of those click costs in a fixed $10 a month fee. So what we're doing is we're allowing people to purchase prime real estate for their name and their credentials.
So now for the first time, someone can not only control the result of search on Yahoo or Google, but also through CMS or content management systems, they can design this experience of the searcher vis-a-vis their name and who they are and as you described, this bio page system.
Precisely. And the tools are robust. I mean, we allow you to create your bio content, to put your picture up, to put links to your website, to put links to your resume or other documents that you want people to see.
Mm-hmm.
We allow you to import links to video, links to other websites or just a lot of tools that permit you to capture your world and present it to your network.
I don't imagine this is being done or has been done by any other companies. Is that your understanding of the situation?
We are in blue ocean, if I can use the term, which means nobody is doing what we're doing the way we're doing it.
Right. Now, once you're in the QAlias system, and I'm aware of this, let's talk a little bit about what is Viral Spiral and how does that apply to this whole model?
Yeah, Viral Spiral is an interesting innovation in the world of referral rewards. In other words, when we took QAlias to market in the fourth quarter of 2007, the view of us that designed the site started, as we say, standing at the snowbank, yelling at it, trying to create an avalanche, because we knew it would be a very popular product, and we had to take it to market by just telling people about it. Well, we realized that we needed to increase the decibel level to create an avalanche, so we started bringing in folks who saw an opportunity to make money with QAlias as a referral rewards affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And for those affiliates that come in, we offer them a 10% of the $10 a month fee. And so for every subscriber they bring in, they receive a dollar a month. And that may not seem like a lot at first blush, but it gets better. What Viral Spiral does is, as you bring in subscribers to your network and you get a dollar for them, they're going to bring in people who will view their bio page. Well, you'll get a dollar for those people as well. And then they will bring in people to their bio page. And we track this through a unique system, a back office system, by using cookies and links. And you actually, as a referral rewards affiliate, will have your own back office where you can see all of the subscribers in your network as it grows. So when it goes viral, those referral rewards affiliates are really going to be able to take advantage of this opportunity.
This is amazing. And I guess you get a couple layers deep and then you really start to see the financial rewards materialize, right?
Exactly. We have, just in the short 4 or 5 months that we've been actively marketing QAlias, we've got some legs that are 6-7 deep now.
I'm curious, you observed a behavior with a certain generation. Are you finding that, are those the people that seem to be most interested in having a bio page? I guess that's what you might call it, a presence with QAlias, or Or is it baby boomers? Or, in other words, who's attracted to this from a demographic point of view?
We initially thought that it would be a younger generation that's more web savvy that would jump on this and really get it,
yeah,
and want to be a part of it. And we launched a focus group last March. Mm-hmm. It was 60 people or so in our beta that participated with us to try and find out what were the behaviors, what was happening from generation to generation, how much was the average person being clicked and the average cost.
Yeah.
What we found was that there's a tremendous cross-section of people from all generations who, first of all, see the need to be on top of Google and Yahoo because of what they do. And they also realize that, I mean, most people now are beginning to put names in the Google line just to try and find somebody or find out a little bit about that person.
Right.
A lot of people who jumped into Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn and Squidoo and Rise and Zing and ZoomInfo and all these other places that are business and social networks, they really were just looking for a place where they could put a bio and have a web presence. And what they ended up getting involved in was social and business networking, which those companies do very well, but they may or may not have really wanted all of that.
Yeah, there seems to be an elegant simplicity in what you've created here, because, you know, clearly Google, you know, at 64%, if that's what they, I think that's the last number I heard in terms of their controlling, quote unquote, of the search market. Yahoo has the rest, and then the others. I mean, these are established search engines, and there's just a very simple one level concept that you're developing here that's very compelling.
Yeah, correct. We just wanted, like I did initially,
yeah,
just a place that, yeah, is prime real estate where you can put your credentials and what you want people to see about you.
Right, and control that. Now, this is, as I understand it, how fast is it growing thus far, and what is your vision for this? I know you're growing internationally as well.
Well, yeah, we've exceeded our business plan. Last month in February, in the month of February, we had 500,000 hits to the site.
Okay.
We'll exceed that by the 15th of February. So in January, we had 500,000. We'll exceed that by the middle of February. So we're doubling every month, and what we're seeing really is doubling every day in terms of impressions and hits. It's a steady stream of subscribers coming in from all over the country. We just opened in Canada 2 days ago.
Yes.
Well, 3 days now.
Very exciting.
And so we have three subscribers from three provinces, and we expect to see rapid growth in Canada as well. And our forward-looking plan is to add countries month by month. We'll first tackle the English-speaking countries, the UK,
mm-hmm,
Australia, and some Asian and Mideast countries. And then we'll move into Europe and Latin America and other places as we continue to grow.
This is a very exciting model and story. Charles Fellingham has been our guest. He's the creator, founder of QAlias. I will give the website, but we'll talk a little bit about that. www.qalias.com. However, the way to really find out about this is to Google me, David Wolf, W-O-L-F. And then click on the globe at the top center of that page that you find once you found me on Google. And Charles, I hope you don't mind my giving a shameless plug.
Not at all. It's just terrific.
Yeah, it's all good, right? Fantastic model. We're going to follow this story very closely at Small Biz America. Thanks so much for your time this morning, telling us a little bit about what you've done and how you're doing it and sharing your insights.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.